This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This weekend, boy, there's a lot. There's the Kentucky Derby, although there's the sadness of the sudden deaths of horses. There was a trainer that was just kicked out because two of the four horses were his horses, so he was suspended. But there still is excitement over the Derby. And then, I don't know how many Americans are going to be watching this, but there's probably a few because a lot of people, I won't say a lot, but there are is a thread in this country that thinks anything royal is like celebrity, right? So watching the coronation of the new king, Charles III, may be something that you get up for on Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern. Do the math if you're Central Mountain or Pacific, right? Make a cup of tea and get up. I don't see you guys doing that, but someone will. Someone will watch it. Maybe watch a couple of clips of it anyway. And, of course, the other thing that there's so much conversation about is what's happening at the border, because the crisis is looming. Look at your calendar. We are at May 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, get into next week, and the 11th is the day. And when I say 11th is the day, that means Title 42 is lifted. And I'll tell you what, they're already having problems in El Paso. There are so many people that have crossed over that are just crashed on the streets. And they're overwhelmed at what are we doing, how are we processing what is happening here, that there's conversation about what a crisis that is and how crippling it's going to be if something isn't done. What's the stopgap that we have here? So you've got two senators working on it who are trying to figure it out. Christine Sinema, Arizona, the independent, and Tom Tillis, the Republican from North Carolina, which would basically be a two-year extension to expel migrants from the U.S. At this point right now, you know, you just wouldn't have the public health order because that was the COVID thing. It would provide protections for those who are under the threat of torture, threats to their life, freedom, that kind of thing, and then boot out the rest, basically. It does have there is like a clearing pattern for this. And the problem is, without that in there, it's disastrous, you know, even more disastrous, if you can believe that. I mean, there's just so many crazy political landmines when it comes to this, and this is why it's always avoided. It is the Potomac two-step at its best, because nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to deal with it, deal with flat out the problems that this has created. And what do you do? Well, if you're not, I'm not a border state. Are you a border state? Are you in the border? It's disastrous. The things that I saw, the things that I heard firsthand, shocking. And it hasn't gotten any better. And friends that I know have told me some outrageous things that have gone on. I mean, do we want a border that's secure? Period. We need that, right? It's a disaster there. It has to happen. Yeah, I mean, it has to happen. What is the policy? I don't know. Because there is no solid policy, and that is the problem. So anyway, if this bipartisan stopgap measure they're proposing is going to clear the 60-vote threshold, that's what they would have to have. But it's not likely to pass before Title 42 expires. So there's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle in really a chamber that has had problems dealing with border and immigration issues forever. I mean, that's the truth, right? So what do we do? What's happening? May 4th is almost upon us, and I am very worried for so many of the people I know that are saying we're just a moving target because how many people can you process? If you look at the streets of El Paso, so many people camping in downtown El Paso. I mean, they're talking about a state of emergency, declaring a state of emergency because of the huge number already camping on the streets. So the expiration is going to make it that much worse. It's going to exacerbate all of those troubles. But this is nothing new. Again, like I've said over and over again, this just keeps getting passed on, keeps moving, keeps going in whatever direction or whoever conveniently tries to pick up the mantle, but it never, ever seems to go anywhere. Just never, ever clips over. Doesn't do it. All right, since I mentioned it, the crown has been resized. Just a couple of quick thoughts on this. It's going to be the biggest military procession in 70 years. They've got a gold state coach. It really is gold. That is going to roll through the streets. King Charles III is going to be crowned at Westminster Abbey on Saturday. And it's going to be the whole pageantry that you could possibly see for that sort of thing. Which means, you know, it's the passing of the torch, so to speak. And there's no vote here. I mean, he's the guy. He takes over the crown. That's it. You're going to see people there waving flags and, you know, doing the whole royals, lining up for the royals. And for sure there will be a jammed amount of people there that are already camping out to see this. It's so interesting to me because in the world we live in today, even in the UK, are people tired of the pomp and circumstance? Are they tired of the royal scenarios or not? You know, when you think about how many years and what it's meant in the past and symbolically is what the royal situation is, let's face it, and people pledge allegiance to the king, but it's not the same allegiance. It's really about the prime minister and the rule of law there goes in through that direction and those votes, not through the monarchy. But there is this reverence for the monarchy, but I wonder with younger people, is that does that wane or not? And I will be curious as to how many Americans, because there's ways to measure that, will get up and watch what's, you know, happening there. Since we keep track of numbers on this show, and it's, you know, we're 2023, you think that just one year would be enough to talk about it, but it's always worth looking at the polls. So the former President Donald Trump leads undeclared Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in double digits in the latest polls for the Republican presidential nomination in a couple of places, Arizona and Tennessee. So there's a 34-point advantage in the Volunteer State, where he has more than half the electorate there. And then you look at Arizona in a sampling of registered voters. They're showing that 49% wanted Trump, 21% picked DeSantis. 7, by the way, chose the former vice president. How about that? Coming up next, a trip to the man cave.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
My friend, for that wonderful man cave rendition. And by the way, anyone's welcome in this cave. I do have a book called Invade the Man Cave, very close to the updates being finished. It's always fun to relive some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that I'm still doing related to sports. And I think it's the great escape. And for me, it's just always been an interest because I'm a content curator and I like the news and I like the history and I liked what sports was, the whole competition. And I know a bunch of you can relate. In the no drone zone, you totally get it, because many of you probably feel the same way. And then there's some of you that are just completely repelled by sports. You hate the money that people get. You think it's boring and you don't watch. That's like my nephew. And Kate, what's happening? He is not into it. He goes, are you watching sports? What are you watching? He has no clue. He just isn't into it. He's into other things. But it's like, he'll go boating, and he's strong as an ox, and he can, I think he could be like Spider-Man and climb up the side of any high building. But he doesn't care about the competition of the NBA or the NFL or any such thing like that. We do, though, and you're here with me, so let's go through it. And the thing to go through is the NBA playoffs, because it's been pretty exciting. And, of course, on the ice, we've got the NHL playoffs happening, too, as well. Game 2, it was the Warriors over the Lakers, 127-100. Klay Thompson was on fire. Let me say that again. On fire. If you hit 8 trays, hit 8 three-pointers, that's pretty good. I'm going to say that's really good. Steph Curry had 20 points, 12 assists, but the Warriors did what they needed to do in front of the home crowd. They evened up the series at 1-1. So now on Friday, what you have is the first game is game 3 in another tied series, the 76ers hosting the Celts. My first NBA game was the 76ers, so I always pay attention. Embiid is just incredible to watch, the center for Philadelphia, and he's supposed to be on the floor, so we'll see. 33 points was what he's averaging, at least 10 to 12 boards. I mean, you get it, right? And this is a series that I think is a good series. The Suns and the Nuggets. So many of you listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you're Suns fans. Of course, adopt the team. Denver has the Suns in a hole, though. They're up 2-0. 2-0. But this is in Phoenix. Let's see what happens. See what Devin Booker, what kind of magic perhaps he can work. And Phoenix is favored by 4, just 4 in it. And I have a good feeling about this one for the Suns. And if the crowd gets up for it, they get a little bit of that lead, they keep it tight, there's a good chance they pull out of that one and get the win that they need. You know, then you look at another series coming out of the East, and that series is the Heat and the Knicks. And the Heat and the Knicks, boy, it's been interesting to watch that. I mean, it really has been. And I know that the Knicks now all of a sudden, I shouldn't say all of a sudden, what's happened with the Knicks is they always were kind of like the East Coast show to L.A. where you had celebrities, but they're really pulling in the who's who now. All of a sudden they are all people that have a little bit of fame are all fans of the great game of hoop. So, you know, there you go. And Saturday is a big day for the Knicks and the Heat because that series is tied at 1-1. It's in Miami, though. So they have their own crowd in Miami. And Miami's only favored by 3. And this one is another, again, good finish, tight finish. All right, NFL. Everybody always wants to know about what's happening, what's shaking in the NFL. Couple of quick things to throw down. So we've been through the draft. Now it's about tightening up teams and figuring out who's getting extensions and what's going to happen there. So you've got the Giants, who gave their defensive tackle, Dexter Lawrence, $90 million, 4-year extension. Makes sense. They needed him up there. They needed him on that line. And if you think about the highest paid, you've got like LA's Aaron Donald. So he was going to get a big chunk, especially he's 25. And this is that's a nice payday for him for sure. I think he's worth it though. Again, they needed him in that spot. Last year, the Giants allowed less than 5 yards per rush when he was on the field. When he wasn't, it was a couple more yards per rush that the opposing teams got. And if you just watch a little footage of him or have seen him play, you know, this is a pretty good bet for them to do that. All right, I would be remiss if I don't get to this, but horse racing, it's the big day. It's the Kentucky Derby. And the Kentucky Derby takes place on Saturday, 6:57 Eastern. It's a 20-horse field. Sometimes before the race, you'll see some scratches like normal. But it's interesting what the full list is. I like some of the names of the horses. So you've got Confidence Game, 21 odds. But this is a pretty fast horse and has raced pretty well recently. This would be my sort of long shot. That's not really, I think, a long shot, but the trainer, Keith DeSormo, I like, and I like this horse. I like what the horse has done. So this is the horse that I'm picking to win the Kentucky Derby. But there are values in other horses. I'll just tell you some of them. Hit Show, long shot, 36-1 odds. Verifying, 25-1 odds. Two Fills, 8-1 odds. A good horse. A good horse to finish win, place, or show. I don't think win. I think maybe place. You already know how I feel about confidence game. Tapid Trice, which is Todd Pletcher, who's a great trainer. That's his horse. 5-1 odds. Another Pletcher horse, King's Barn, 12-1 odds. I like the jockey there, Jose Ortiz. I also like Reincarnate, 16-1 odds. John Velasquez has the mount, is the jockey for that one in the 7-hole, and I like that that horse for maybe show, maybe in a trifecta kind of ticket. Madge, 16-1 odds. Don't know a ton about that horse. Wouldn't put that horse in the money at 8. Skinner is 9. Disarm, 27-1 odds. Steve Asmussen, who is he's a fun trainer. He's someone I've interviewed many times. He's out of Texas. Disarm is definitely a long shot. Jace's Road, definitely a long shot, 35-1. Sun Thunder, great name, huh? 33-1 odds. Forget about that horse. 14-hole, Angel of Empire, 6-1 odds. Forte, 9-2 odds. Another Pletcher horse, so that's 3 if you're counting. What if all 3 of them came in the money? Wouldn't that be wild? Raise Kane. A lot of people like this horse, but the odds are insane. 31-1. I'm not sure why they like Raise Kane, because I think it's a horse that can jump out but then drops dramatically back. Derma Sodagake, and I hope I'm saying that right, 13-1 odds, 17th hole. Rocket Can, great name, great trainer, Bill Mott, 32-1, forget about it. Continuar, 59-1 odds, 20. Cyclone Mischief, 21. Mandarin Hero, 22. I mean, there's going to be scratches. That's what's going to happen. And then things drop off after that. But, you know, you got the horses that gallop in the morning, and then they look at some of them, and then some of them just don't, they won't make it. They just won't make it into the starting gates. But I'll say it again, because everybody asks me about this. Confidence Game is my horse. It's very sad at Churchill Downs. The one dark cloud over this is the death of 4 horses over the span of 5 days. That's overshadowing all the preparations that are going on for the Derby. So the 2 horses trained by Safi Joseph Jr. collapsed on the track, died over the past week. 2 other horses also died as a result of racing or training. And Churchill Downs, in a statement Wednesday, expressed concern over the death, saying it's unacceptable. We take it serious. We cannot have this. And so they are investigating and continuing to try to back up what has happened here. But really sad when these horses die unexpectedly. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You and USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the conviction of four Proud Boy members on seditious conspiracy shows the DOJ will do everything in its power to defend democracy.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched, tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Garland said the evidence detailed the extent of violence that occurred at the Capitol that day and the central role the defendants played in setting it into motion. The accused Atlanta mass shooter will not have an initial hearing. 24-year-old Deion Patterson waived his rights to the initial hearing earlier today. He's charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. Four horses have died at Churchill Downs just days before the Kentucky Derby. Now a Kentucky Derby horse has been scratched from the race and a trainer suspended. Dave Collins, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Important, but yet people talk about it and often they don't do it and they don't realize, I think, sometimes what they'll gain back. So this book is such a game changer, and I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Jamie Pulhos Fry, and she's in our virtual green room. Her book is Servant's Heart from the Voice of a Volunteer, and she completely understands that concept. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me today, Kate.
So let's talk about why you wrote the book first. What was your motivation behind that?
Well, this book came to fruition because I noticed that where I volunteer, we had some issues that needed to be addressed. Plus, I really had not read or seen books about volunteering in a Christian environment or anywhere else at the matter. And I started doing some research, and this book just became the results of that research and being a faithful volunteer.
Yeah, so
that was part of the reason.
And that's part of the reason why you wrote it.
Yeah. And people have to understand that volunteers do matter. Yes, it does matter that we're a volunteer. And although you may have many different reasons and motivations why you volunteer or how you volunteer, there are at least four outreaching benefits that we receive when we volunteer. One is you're able to draw closer to God. And another, you'll know you're making a difference in other people's lives. Plus, you're also setting a good example for your children by volunteering regularly, you know, and then you also grow personally. When you volunteer, you're not only enriching the lives of others around you, but also growing personally, both spiritually and socially. You'll learn more about the world and its ways, and you also develop self-confidence and a self-esteem heuristics that help you no matter where you are.
Boy, that is so true. For you personally, tell the listeners, when did you start volunteering and really understanding how that made you thrive and feel?
I started volunteering at my church, which is Lancaster Baptist Church. I'm a widow of many years. I'd lost my job. I got laid off and, you know, just needed something to do to get out of the house and do different things. I started volunteering with college students, serving lunch, serving dinner. I volunteer as I sing in the choir, so that's considered volunteering as well. It's a ministry. Plus, we have Joshua camps, and we have for teenagers. We also have leadership conferences. We also have, you know, for pastors and many other places, you know. So I serve in many forums and for different reasons, serving food sometimes, recently helping out organizing T-shirts. Now I'm doing a Joshua camp. I'm growing and doing different things, not just with food. But it started with food. I also volunteer in a coffee shop and the bookstore. And probably that's part of the reason why I started writing books. But mother encouraged me to start reading again. So I started writing books. It was not something I planned. I never thought I was ever going to be an author and write books. It's not something I planned. I was not the best in English when I started in transferring from school and all that kind of stuff. So volunteering and writing books have just flourished over the years. My mother encouraged me and helped me in growing in my ministries, is growing in my books. And reading is very, very important, as well as volunteering. They come hand in hand. It teaches you something. You learn something about yourself and other people around you. It's just something fun, something to get yourself out of the house, something I just enjoy different levels of people, you know, kids as well as adults, younger and older. We all learn differently. You know, you need to respect each level. They all have a reason to be there and help. I loved it when I was a captain of a ladies bus, and the mother, one of the mothers and the younger son, would love to come with me to the door. You know, when I would pick up the ladies and their kids, and it was nice to feel safe and have somebody going with you back and forth. And he felt important and encouraged, and, you know, never ever discourage somebody from volunteering, even if it's something simple and little like that, because that teaches them how to be around people. So we're always learning something new every day. I volunteer, and it's different in every level and every place that I go. So I love to volunteer. I'm even volunteering for my choir now too, and different things there. So they know I like to do it, so they ask me to do it for different reasons and in different forums now.
Yeah, and we're going to say again, the name of the book is Servant's Heart, from the voice of a volunteer, here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can pick up this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever great books are sold. And I love that whole idea, Servant's Heart. Talk about that, because the title of your book is so powerful.
Well, it started out just as a servant's heart. That's, you know, and then when you start writing and creating, you know, like, okay, I thought, well, I'm a volunteer and it's coming from my heart. And that's where the title came from. I enjoy doing this, and we do it from the kindness of our heart when we're volunteering. It's not about just doing it for ourselves. We do it to help and encourage other people. So this is volunteering. Needs to be from you. It needs to come from your heart. It needs to be coming because you want to help somebody. And you can help anywhere. You can help. I do it at church. You can do it out there at work. Just ask if somebody wants, you know, for Christmas or Easter, or help for decorations. Because these kinds of things help people see you for who you are, that you want to do more than just your job. You just want to do more than just your ministry. You're out there because you want to, because you want to help. And that's what this is about. It's helping different ages. It's helping yourself to grow as a person. It's helping you to see more out there in the world. And because you are willing to volunteer, that person might, you know, at work, give you a bonus, give you an up into your job. You know, those are some of the reasons why people volunteer, but those aren't the reasons why I volunteer. I do it because I want to, because I want to help. And at every level, you know, of volunteering, we need more volunteers out there. There just isn't enough of us. I don't think because of COVID and being locked down and all the stuff going on, people are just a little scared to go out there and do a little bit more. But this is the time to do it, because there are people out there, because of all this going on, that do need help, that do need guidance, they need to know that there's people out there that care for them. Then maybe we wouldn't have all this crazy stuff going on in this world that we have going on right now, if somebody just went out and thought about something else or somebody else besides themselves.
It's interesting, and you're telling us great reasons to read the book and to volunteer, certainly. And you've said it, but Jamie, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, my book is a Christian-based book, so there's Bible verses in here to show you that God even volunteered and helped people, you know, and He doesn't want us to do it for favoritism. He's teaching us how to encourage people down the road. I really did it because I want people to choose and make choices. We all have those. And what does the Bible say about volunteering? It says a lot of things about it. You know, there's, you can read Thomas 5:1-3. You know, you rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder woman as a mother, the youngers as sisters with all purity, you know, honoring widows that are widows indeed. Okay, we are not, if you have nothing to do at home, get out there and do something. Encourage your kids to get out. Serve at a soup kitchen, you know, help at an outreach or something. You know, we have all kinds of events that go on in your city, you know, and do something for them. This is not about just us. In conclusion, I'm going to read this from the back of my book so you can understand. There are many reasons why we do certain things. Okay. Conclusion. As we have seen, our volunteering can be of value to others and to ourselves. With that in mind, let's take a look at a few ways that understanding of God's reasons for volunteering might lead us to the right response. First, the first chapter, feeling faithful, being faithful. Okay, we have to make sure that when we're a faithful volunteer, that means you keep your promises, be there, just like God would be. Second, willing to learn something new, being willing to do things different, recognizing what's not working, and be willing to change what you're doing to achieve the team's goals, not just about you. And now being a servant and being helpful. We need to be useful to others and God. We should keep the Ten Commandments and keep things in front of us to help remind us to think like God when we are serving. Fourth, working with younger people. It's like showing by reading Matthew 20:26-27, we need to humble ourselves. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Jesus, our model, so must we commit ourselves to serving others, always considering others better than ourselves. You know, the simplest little things really put a smile on people's faces. So thank you so much, Kate, for having me here today.
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This quite possibly is the greatest name for a book that can have such an impact, not just on children, even though it's a children's book, but I think also on adult and with adults. You could give an adult this book and it would remind them of things to think about, and it would remind them about hugs. The name of the book is Do You Need a Hug? Joanna Perkett is with us. She's in our virtual green room, and she joins us to talk about that here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Joanna, it's great to get a chance to hang out with you. We had a brief conversation before we went on the air, and you have such an interesting background. And I'm going to ask you about that. But what was your motivation to writing this book? What made you write this book?
What made me write the book is today's society is lacking in so many ways. And people need to reach out to other people and respect their environment and be kind to one another. And I think that's the inspiration.
And yeah, and hugs. You know, it's so funny, but I notice when somebody gives me a good hug, like there's kind of the hug, you know, like, okay, hey, good to see you. But I have friends that give you these deep, great hugs, and it does leave you with something. So the idea of a hug, and that's what the name of the book is. Why did you name it Do You Need a Hug?
Because everyone could use it. Who wouldn't want a good hug, right? Like, you go out and you reach out to a person, and a good hug gives you just so much joy. I have grandchildren that come in and every morning, and they run over to us, and the first thing you get is a good hug. And how awesome is that? Like, that's a great way to start your day. Or just hugging your husband or anyone. Just make them feel good. Make people feel
I agree. There's nothing better than a great hug, and obviously you experienced that in your life. You told me a wonderful story before we talk about the book about an encounter you had with a man in the grocery store. Oh, I so think you should share that with everyone. Would you tell everyone that story?
I met this man at some point last year in the grocery store, and he was looking for a sandwich. And I noticed that he was struggling, and so I said, you know, these grocery stores are so huge these days. There's too much to choose from. What do you think? What do you think you'd like today? And he didn't know what to say, and he told me that his wife passed away. And I asked him what his wife's favorite food was, or sandwich was, and he said tuna. And I says, well, maybe today is tuna day. And so we started talking. The man had just lost his wife a couple of weeks previous. And he was quite sad, and he ended up telling me his story, how they danced lots of times a week, and they went in competitions all over North America. They visited every state and every province in North America. They were married for 63 years, and I told him how I had lost my mother to Alzheimer's, and the two of us hugged one another, And when I left, I knew that he made a difference in my day, and I made a difference in his day, because he had tears in his eyes, he had a big smile on his face.
Wow, I love that story, and that will resonate with him, I think, for a long time. So let's dive into the book. The book, by the way, I'm just going to describe it. This is radio, but a beautiful cover. Beautiful young girl on the cover, the illustration, and a great big sunflower. I love sunflowers. So automatically the colors grab you. So tell us about the young girl on the cover and the story.
The young girl on the cover of the story, actually, it kind of describes who I am and what I was like when I was a kid. And you know, growing up with all the brothers, Mom and Dad would send us out lots of times and say, you know, go over to Mrs. Ballard's and see if she needs a hand with anything. And there was an old Army, World War One Army vet that we had to go over and see if he'd need things. And lots of times, and we were never to ask for money. We always had to do it from the goodness of our heart, which we all did, and it was lots of fun to go see Mrs. Ballard, and lots of times I look back on it now, and I think, that lady laughed all the time. We must have told her some interesting stories. But we'd go over, and we'd ask her if she needed a hand, and we'd have to get her eggs from her hens and bring up coal from the basement and bring wood in for the house, and lots of days she'd give us a cookie or a piece of cake, and then there was other times she'd send us home with a loaf of bread or homemade dinner rolls. It was awesome. And the Army vet, he was, he had to be in his 90s when I was a little girl, and we'd have to muck out his pens. And so we'd muck out his pens, but we made a difference in their day. And the old Army vet would tell us great stories. He had an English accent, and we just loved listening to him, and it was lots of fun. So we make a difference to them, and they make a difference in our lives, and you remember them always.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of the book, right? In the book, you talk about that.
Yes.
And when you sat down to write it, were you thinking of what your life was like you say, really the girl's like you?
Yeah, she is like me, but actually the words came to me in the nighttime, and they came to me night after night after night for months, like 9 months, the same words came into my head, and so I really felt I needed to do something with it and was finally brave enough to write them down.
What do you hope children or even adults take away from reading Do You Need a Hug?, which you can get easily on Amazon, it's Kindle or paperback, or you can get it on Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. What do you hope the takeaway is?
What the takeaway would be to just reach out to people, be kind, make a difference in the world, and mostly reach out to people and be real with them.
Oh, I love that. Be real with them. And now more than ever, doesn't it feel like we need that in the world?
Yes, we do, for sure. And also with nature. In the center of the book, there's a page where the girl is hugging a sunflower, and it has a bee on it, and the plant is vibrating because everything in life responds positive to goodness, regardless if it's human or nature or anything. Everything responds well to good energy. And the bee in the story is kind of annoyed, but soon realizes that the girl means no harm and carries on with his work. And the plant vibrates because it knows that something beautiful is happening to it. So it's just a message of taking care of nature and people and love one another.
Ah, what a perfect message to leave people with, for sure. Does this make you want to write another book?
I have some stories in my mind about some things that I could write about. I think it would be fun to write one about my siblings and myself.
We got to tell everybody about that. Okay, I want everybody in this radio audience to know this about Joanna. She has 7 siblings, and guess what? They're all brothers. They're all brothers. Boy, they must have, number one, really been protective of you, at least some of them. And it must have been just a different experience to grow up with brothers. And you and I talked about hockey, and didn't you have to clean all of their clothes from hockey, which is a lot of gear?
Well, I had to mend all the hockey socks.
Oh!
Nobody would even know how to do that these days. And there's a hole in a hockey sock to get the yarn that matches the sock and stitch it up. That was one of the jobs my dad gave me.
Wow. I absolutely think you should write about this family, because it's what an interesting experience for you. How lucky that you were sandwiched in between all those brothers. I mean, you can tell that you have a massive love for them, and probably was such a fun house to grow up in.
It was a lot of fun to grow up in the house, and I have a good thought about every single one of my brothers, and they're all very different. So it is a beautiful thing.
And you learn something when you have that kind of family, because now the way the world is too, it's tough to have super big families. But when you grow up in a big family, you learn a lot about, like you said, they all have different personalities. You learn how to deal with different personalities.
That's for sure. Yes. So if I did write a book, I think I would name it Little Joe and the Brothers.
That's kind of a takeoff on Little Women. Little Joe and the Brothers. I like that. That's what's coming to my mind, is conjuring up that image. So I bring it back around again. You probably got a ton of hugs when you were a kid, and you still do. And the name of the book is Do You Need a Hug? It's wonderful. You can get Joanna's book, like I mentioned already, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and again, wherever great books are sold. Joanna, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
All righty. Thank you for listening to me. And if I could hug you, I would.
Same back to you. What a great, great conversation. Thanks for that. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody. Great place to wrap this up. Dawn Pretorius, thank you so much. The Shepherds of Inequality and the Futility of Our Efforts to Stop Them. Get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Plus, podcast coming up and everything else. All roads lead to our website, www.dawnpretorius.com. Coming soon.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.